For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Atomic Radio Hour, the post-nuclear podcast. I'm your host, Vince.
And I am your wandering host, Olive.
And we're here with the original special guest.
Me.
Kyle. I was waiting for, like, the Kyle, but...
I didn't say my full name.
Special guest, Kyle.
I just thought you should introduce yourself.
Yeah, introduce yourself. Kyle, how long have you been a part of this support group?
Too long.
What's new, fellas?
How's everybody been? Yeah, I don't know. Homework's been killing me. I've just been, like, super tired and drained recently. I cleaned my room, and I got, like, a new desk just to, like, do all my homework at so that I can, like, separate my concerns now that I'm doing school at home. So now whenever I'm at school, I sit at the other desk, and whenever I'm not at school, I sit at this desk for my creative stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been helping actually a lot. I've gotten a decent amount of homework done this week that, comparatively, I was not doing. How about you, friends?
What's new with you, Kyle?
Nothing much. Doing the same, playing the games.
How many games are you playing right now?
That's a loaded question. Too many.
Yeah. Yeah!
I'm still only playing one game, Final Fantasy XIV Online. If anyone else in the community plays, hit me up. I want to be your friend.
I finally played Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah?
I was playing with Kyle the other day. Yeah, it's fun. It feels like Tony Hawk. I'm a lot better. Worse at it than I remember being.
Better than I am.
Yeah, but you didn't play them growing up. Yeah. So
I played Disney, like, Skate.
Dude, Disney fucking Skate, the Fusty Tuna? Hell yeah, dude. That's where I learned about fucking Real Big Fish. Then that became, like, one of my favorite bands.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Fucking, oh my god. Is Sellout? Sellout? Everything's gonna be. Oh, right, yeah, that was the... I didn't know ska was a thing. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's where I learned what ska was, and then I instantly found out that ska was looked at as, like, a flash in the pan of a fad of a nothing, and...
Listen, the dead, rotting corpse of ska still exists today.
I guess.
You can find it on dark circles of the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a fun time. I really do like Tony Hawk. I haven't played it in a couple days. Depending on when this goes out, there might be a new episode of Kyle and Vince Like Things. I don't know. Where Kyle and I talk about a thing we like. If it's out, you already know what it is. If not, it's Fall Guys, and it's coming, and it'll be there soon.
You should share the thumbnail that I made, because I think it's really cute.
Yeah, it's a real fucking poggers thumbnail.
Put it, like, right here.
Oh, what are the other names I came up with? I can't remember now.
Like Downfall Dude?
Downfall Dudes.
I don't remember them offhand. I can find them, but it's going to take me 25 minutes to find them. All right, so we got to thank some people. Who are we thanking, Olive, and what are we doing?
Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Noah, thank you so much. You're our first patron that we're talking about today. You've been here since basically the beginning.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you. Next up is Gage.
Twice. Once for the Patreon, another time for the Discord. He allows us to do cool stuff like stream and whatnot. And again, I said it two episodes ago, I'm still working on the new show. Lizard Brains, image here. Cool. I'm working on that, so just give us some time. But because of Gage giving towards the Discord, we can stream in there, which means we could stream the movies. But again, we're still working on it, because it's a lot more than I thought it was going to be, because I'm a glutton for punishment.
Oh, you are. Next up is Jordan with a Y.
Jordan with a Y. Hey, congrats and thank you.
Yeah. After that is Danny.
Danny, thank you.
And last but certainly not least is Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus. You're a champ.
Thank you so much, guys. You are what make this show possible. And remember, even if you can't support us on Patreon, like, tell your friends. We want to share the Atomic Radio Hour love.
Yes. This is episode 115. I'm continuing the idea.
That's a shit ton of episodes.
It's a lot. I'm continuing the idea of the protagonist lore. So why not just go right to the lore so we can talk to Kyle more? Because all I think about every single day of my life is Kyle.
I'm excited for this lore. You know it really well.
Kyle.
Especially this lore.
So, like I always do, I'm getting my lore off of fallout.fandom.com/wiki. The Lone Wanderer was born July 13th of 2258 to James and Catherine at the Jefferson Memorial, where they worked on Project Purity. Catherine died shortly after giving birth due to cardiac arrest. James suspended the project and traveled to Vault 101 via Megaton with the help of Star Paladin Cross. The Lone Wanderer's childhood was kept a secret in order to shelter the child from the outside world and to keep up the pretenses of the social experiment from which the vault was constructed.
You were born in the vault, you'll die in the vault, too.
The Lone Wanderer lived comfortably in the vault, eventually becoming friends with Amada, daughter of the Overseer. Why'd I say it like that? Daughter of the Overseer!
A.K.A. Fallout 3 best girl.
What?
Yeah, Moira Brown, you're right.
I think I wouldn't have to say anything. I'm just like, no, you're correct.
Yeah, you're right.
When the Lone Wanderer was 10 years old, they had a birthday party organized by Amada and their father. And I'm just back to this fucking voice again. During the party, they were gifted a Pip-Boy 3000 by the Overseer, along with a BB gun from their father and Jonas. Between the ages of 10 and 16, the Lone Wanderer pitched 4 strikeouts in the Vault 101 baseball games and possibly became MVP. When the Lone Wanderer was 16, they took their GOAT exam as well. Between the ages of 10 and 16, the Lone Wanderer pitched 4 strikeouts, and then pitching 4 strikeouts isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's like not that momentous in the grand scheme of the Lone Wanderer's life.
I'm speaking from a baseball standpoint. Like, professional baseball. Professional baseball, you play 120 games a year. But even with, like, Little League and kids baseball, you're going to play at least 15 games. If you're going to pitch for, say, 7 of those games, 4 strikeouts is nothing.
Yeah, like, that's attainable.
I could pitch fucking 4 strikeouts.
I could, and I'm weak and can't do sports. No, I couldn't.
What?
No, I probably couldn't.
For 19 years, the Lone Wanderer lived in Vault 101 without incident, but in 2277, James disappeared without any explanation. The young Lone Wanderer, with the help of Amada Almadabdora, can't say it still, leaves the safety of the vault to look for James in the ruins of Washington, D.C. In order to find him, the Lone Wanderer must travel across the wasteland, following James's trail. The Lone Wanderer visits the locations that James had visited and gathered a number of clues to locate James's whereabouts. Along the way, he disarmed Megaton's atomic bomb, helped collect data for Moira Brown's Wasteland Survival Guide, amongst many other activities, or rumors thereof. After finding him, Project Purity is back on the track. No, goddammit, Kyle, she's off the tracks. After finding him, Project Purity is put back on track, and the reunion is cut short when the Enclave Commander Augustus Autumn arrives, demanding ownership of Project Purity. James, unwilling to allow the project to fall into the hands of the sacrifices himself by filling the control chamber of Project Purity with deadly amounts of radiation, hoping to kill Colonel Autumn and the other soldiers. Colonel Autumn, however, survives. The Enclave takes control of the project, but are unable to operate it. After fleeing from the Jefferson Memorial Building with the remainder of Project Purity's staff, the Lone Wanderer takes refuge within the Citadel, where they enlist the help of Lion's Brotherhood of Steel to retrieve the Gek from Vault 87, for use in a soon-to-be-replicated Project Purity. Because the Gek is in a highly irradiated chamber, the Lone Wanderer must choose whether to enlist the help of Fox, a friendly super mutant, or face deadly amounts of radiation themselves. Once the Gek is retrieved, the Lone Wanderer is captured by Colonel Autumn and imprisoned at Raven Rock. There, President Eden presents the Wanderer with a canister of modified FEV for insertion into Project Purity, which would poison any mutated creatures drinking the purified water. It is unknown whether the Lone Wanderer obeyed the instructions, but it is known that Raven Rock was destroyed and Project Purity recaptured with the aid of Liberty Prime. After finally stopping Colonel Autumn, the Wanderer and Sentinel Lions are faced with the dilemma of who would enter the radiation-flooded chamber and activate the project. Once the purifier is activated, an explosion of ambient radiation rendered both the Wanderer and Lions unconscious. But the Wasteland was fully given the greatest gift of all, fresh, clean drinking water. The Lone Wanderer woke 2 weeks later to face the consequences of their decision and enlisted into the Brotherhood as a knight, in their mission to distribute the newly purified water and hunt down the Enclave remnants. This hunt would eventually put the Wanderer in control of an orbital missile strike, which the Lone Wanderer used to destroy the Enclave mobile base crawler. Around 2277 and 2278, the Lone Wanderer journeyed to various places across the East Coast and influencing several settlements along the way. The Lone Wanderer participated in the simulation of the Anchorage Reclamation to aid the Brotherhood Outcast, change the fate of the industrial city of the Pit, intervene in a century-old feud in the swamps of Point Lookout, and even ventured among the stars aboard the alien spacecraft named Zeta. Now, the legacy of the Lone Wanderer in Fallout 4, Deacon mentions that he went to the Capital Wasteland and how you can actually drink the water there. That being said, it appears the Lone Wanderer was successful in activating Project Purity and finishing what his father had started. This we've talked about a number of times before. It's actually in the guidebook, like the Prima official guidebook that Kyle gave me, and it's behind me. Let me see if I can finagle my chair. Right here, I have it, next to my Fallout of Vegas one that Kyle gave me.
What? Just waved, like, at me.
Waved at you. You waved?
Yeah, I waved, like, yeah.
Shithead.
Kyle, you gotta get a camera.
Yeah, you know how expensive cameras are right now?
Because
everybody's Zooming.
Oh, shit, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, the camera that we have, Olive, I think we bought for, like, $40-$50.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I shit you not, like, $120.
Are you kidding
me? For a Logitech, for a 1080 Logitech is like $100, anywhere from like
we don't have like professional cameras.
No, not at all. We don't have the bare minimum, but we have a step up. And I have a friend who was asking me about a webcam and just bought a 720 webcam just to have something that wasn't stock. And they paid, I want to say, damn near close to $60.
That is a ripoff.
Because you can't find them anywhere.
Hmm.
Yeah.
damn Zoomers.
Yeah. Damn fucking people taking advantage of people. Don't fucking blame a generation. I mean, blame the right generation.
Just kidding.
All right, so by 2297, the Lone Wanderer played a pivotal role in the future of the Capital Wasteland. There remained a constant presence in the region, and there are few people who do not have a tale to tell about them. According to Moira Brown, people can't even agree on whether the Wanderer was a man or a woman, much less a saint
or a monster. But they all agree one thing. The Lone Wanderer changed the Capital Wasteland.
See, it's like easy for me to read things when I don't take it seriously, and I don't know why.
It's because you're a clown.
That's my boy. That's my
all right. Now, Kyle, let's start the roast of Vince right here. What do you got? What do you got for me?
I mean,
just say it, Kyle. Get it out of
everything's
way.
Pointing to you. Coming. You just don't know your lore.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
I have a bingo card. You
should have been able to recite that.
That was one of the bingo cards. That the I too Vince doesn't know
Kyle
his lore.
The show. Let's see. What's the bingo card for when the three of us are doing the episode together? I don't know the lore.
Bye, Kyle. Say bye, Kyle.
Say bye, Kyle. I think a train joke has to show up, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time. What else is there? I get angry for no reason and just go on a 2-minute tirade.
Yep.
Olive checks her phone.
Yeah. So here's just some notes from the wiki. The Lone Wanderer's name is Albert in the Fallout 3 previews, which may be a reference to Albert Cole, due to being one of the present identities of the Vault Dweller, which we talked about a little bit before.
One of the presets.
Yes.
Actually, that's one of the little Easter eggs that I put into Atomic Tabletop. Speaking of, go listen to Atomic Tabletop. It's my Fallout D&D game.
It's really good.
I enjoy it. I actually talked to Chris today, and we were talking about playing it again and how next week we're going to do it. And Chris is like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm at such a fucking loss for words. Da-da-da. And I was like, oh, no, I know Ron's fucking opening line. Like, I know what's fucking happening. Like, not know what's happening, but I have an understanding
this,
of, like...
This next episode's going to be just family. We're not going to have any guests, so it's just going to be you guys picking up the pieces of last time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm very excited.
So here, to go back into the thing I said about in the guidebook, Moira Brown talks about the Lone Wanderer in 2297, 20 years after the events of Fallout 3 and 10 years after Fallout 4. If considered canon, it means the Lone Wanderer was male and he did a number of things, including blowing up Raven Rock and saving Megaton from the atomic bomb. It also suggests that he got Lucas Sims killed while dealing with Burke, and his son would often blame the Lone Wanderer for it while drunk. And thought he could be talking about an event. Though he could be talking about an event within those 20 years. Which I want to know more of. They, with Fallout 4, Bethesda released paid DLCs where you get to go back to GNR.
Ooh, and this one's on my bingo card. Vince complains about DLC.
What was it? Oh, is it a 2-for? Is it a 2-for, or is it Vince complains about DLC and Vince complains about Fallout 4?
Yes.
Okay, it's the same card?
No, there's two separate ones.
Two separate boxes? All right, cool. You're going to get both right now. So, they made where you get to go back, and then because they had a small beef with Eric Todd Dellums, they just didn't bring him back to do a voice role, and Three Dog just isn't at GNR. Like, not even a body of Three Dog is at
GNR. Blasphemy.
Yeah. And the Talon Company mercs have taken over, and it just is kind of feels like a soulless thing because of... And then there's a super mutant there, and he's trying to transcribe, like, what's going on, and he's like, I am... He's like, what the fuck does he say? Because the super mutants in Boston are green, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I am from Apple Asia. That is why I am not yellow like other super mutant here. Like, you couldn't fucking take 2 minutes to change the color of the mutant? But.
Who knows? Who knows?
Whatever. July 13th, 2258, the birth date of the Lone Wanderer, is a Tuesday.
Is a Tuesday?
I don't care. I just think it's funny. I just think it's really funny that, like, that's a note on here.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, though they are called the Lone Wanderer, they are the only player character outside of the sole survivor to be seen with a companion in the final cutscene, unlike Fallout 1, 2, and New Vegas. And that's something I never noticed.
I never noticed that either.
Wow.
Because they're with dog meat, right?
Yeah.
I know exactly what the thumbnail is going to look like for this episode.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's going to be, you know that thing that was your phone screen
it for still a long is. Time? Hold on, it still is. Yeah, dude, I got it on screen. This has been my phone and or iPod background for fucking well over a decade. This is the greatest game ever made. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, it's going to probably be that off to the right. And, yeah, I know exactly what it's going to look like.
Let me see how that looks on screen. Yeah, dude. And then what's my background? Can I show my background? Wait, hold on. It's a picture of shorts. And then my background.
I thought your background is the bird.
It was, and then Madlib decided he's going to start using Quasimodo again for promotional material. And it's the cover of Bandana because it's Quasimodo riding a zebra. So I was like, all right, that's getting used.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Roscoe the Pigeon for probably 6 years.
Yeah.
Thanks, Emil. The Lone Wanderer is an inverse of the Soul Survivor, as the Soul Survivor lost their son as an adult, while the Lone Wanderer loses their father as a young adult. The Lone Wanderer also has similarities to the Vault Dweller. They both grew up in a vault, eventually left, ending up as famous people, both eventually returned to the vault to be told that they could leave forever. They had to leave forever despite their respective overseers.
Yeah, fuck you, Amada. Why couldn't I stay in the goddamn vault?
Dude, the first time I went back and she was like, you can't stay here, I ate her. I don't think I've ever told the story. I was playing like a super evil
you had cannibal.
And I had the cannibal perk. And she was like, you can't come back in. I went, all right. And I fucking smacked her with a super sledge and then ate her. Oh my God. Yeah. Because I was like, this is a game where I can actually be evil. I'm gonna fucking eat people.
Do you ever just want to eat people?
I mean, that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, we'll have to bring Chris on for that one.
Haha. The Lone Wanderer and the Fallout 76 residents are the only protagonists in the main Fallout series who are not shown to have had any children or for it to even be suggested. Depending on certain perks and choices in the game, the Chosen One and the Courier can potentially have children. Although the Courier, it's only suggested, the Vault Dweller and the Soul Survival both canonically had children.
Huh. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Speaking of children.
Were they born in the vault?
Kyle.
This is where Kyle has his monologue.
Just say it, Kyle. Just say it.
Got a bingo right there.
No, I knew he wasn't born in the vault.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
I did Perfect. Know he wasn't born in the vault. Because fucking Dr. Lee is there. That's not...
Alright, to give more context, Kyle and Vince feud over...
Feud? We're not feuding over whether or not that's canon.
Over whether you believed it or not.
Oh. Yeah, so, alright, here's what happened.
Explain.
I thought that James was part of a vault, was part of 101, and left because he's like, no one has clean water out there, I have to fix it. I thought he was a humanitarian. And you saw what he did when his daughter got kidnapped. Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody? No?
Yes.
There we go. I thought he left, and then his wife died when she gave birth, and then James was like, I know I should have never left. I fucked up. So I should go back to the vault. And then they get back to the vault, and then it's just like, you're born here, kid. You'll die here. And then he left. He's like, all right, I got to go finish what my fucking wife started, and then left. That's what I thought.
Kyle, tell us what really happened.
But what really happened was James was a wastelander.
No. Let Kyle.
All right, Kyle, you tell the story. Happened. You tell the tale. Well,
first of all, I don't think I started it. I think somebody in Discord asked you the one day, and then that whole spiral happened.
I think it was me reading it on an episode.
Maybe.
Was it?
What'd you say?
I said, was it?
Oh, they said flip it. I'm like, I'm not trying to make money right now. What are you doing?
Twist it.
What, Kyle?
I said bop it and twist it.
Oh. So, yeah.
I personally also thought that James was originally from 101, but he is just a dirty mutant like the rest of us.
Wow, so no one gives you shit.
Yeah, because I'm perfect.
Yeah.
The Lone Wanderer as a baby is voiced by Jake Howard, the son of Todd Howard, on his first birthday.
I want to say that one.
Oh, you want to say it? Here, I'll edit it out.
So my favorite little factoid about the Lone... Shut the fuck up, Google.
Yeah, beat that bitch up. Fuck that bitch. Fuck 12. Hit that bitch.
So my favorite little factoid about the Lone Wanderer is that the baby version of the Lone Wanderer, when you're, like, getting shot out of Catherine in the opening scene,
yeah,
is voiced by Jake Howard, Todd Howard's little baby, who is probably an adult now.
Well, he's at least 11 plus 1. When was it? When was it recorded?
When was it recorded?
Yeah.
His first birthday.
Oh my god, how cute.
I know. I just think it was, like, so cute.
It's nice. It's cool that, you know, Todd's keeping the whole family put. I wonder if the kid would make royalties off of this. I doubt it, because if he did, they would have reissued this game as many times as they did Skyrim.
Oof.
And that's why I think we're not getting a Fallout 3 or New Vegas remaster, is because the modders fell into, they were doing the Fallout 4 Capital Wasteland or mod, and they had to change all the voices. That's why, because apparently they don't own their own, Bethesda doesn't own the voices. The voice actors own their performances. I don't think we're ever going to get it because of that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because it's too much work to re-record it.
No, just, well, with Destroy All Humans.
Or to pay the licenses.
Yeah, yeah, because with Destroy All Humans, all they did was they took the files from 15 years ago and threw it in the new game. So the game's like a beautiful, polished piece of art, and then here's these low-grade MP3s. Like, so I don't think, like, I've come to terms that we're never going to get a remaster. We might get, an upscaling, like a retexture with, like, better render distance and just maybe the sky's a little less green.
We've literally had that for years on PC.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to maybe come to... No, well, do you? Because you can't play Fallout 3 on PC, and you can only really play it on a 360 right now.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but you can't just go, click, and I'm playing. You have to go, click, and I'm playing. Oh, hold on, it crashed. Let me go to the settings. All right, hold on. Let me go on the forum. Oh, I need to download this mod. Oh, fucking
you
it.
Have
All
no
right.
patience.
No, I don't. I don't have I bought something. It should work. I shouldn't have to fucking fiddle with it for it to work.
That's half the fun. No, I like fiddling with it until it's exactly how I like
it. If I want to fucking... I'm not going to say that. That's fucked up. If I want to fiddle...
Wait. When you buy a new game, do you immediately hit play, or do you go to the settings to make it what you want it to be?
Okay, I go to settings, but that's only because I want to make sure that subtitles are on.
Perfect. That's what I do first. Then I also set my graphic settings all the way up.
Yeah, but I don't have to do that because I play on a console where it's taken care of for me. Pop in a game. It takes 4 hours to install.
Gross.
Yeah, I know. And then I sit there with my thumb up my ass and wait for it to do its day one patch. That's another 4 hours. And then I realize that it's time to go to bed, and then I might play it next week. So.
Cool. That's true. I preload the game a week in advance on Steam. I open it up, go to the settings, make it look gorgeous, and play immediately.
Yeah, I don't know. I prefer playing with a controller.
It's a difference in opinion.
I like a difference in format. Yeah, but we're not going to get it because of that alone. And they won't remake New Vegas because why would they?
Because they hate Obsidian.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I mean, like, I recently had a conversation with somebody and they were like, where do I start with the older Fallout games? Because they just told me that they bought 4. And they were like, I have a decent to okay gaming PC that, like, they got as, like, a hand-me-down. Like, someone upgraded their entire rig and was like, here, just take it. And they said it has, like, Windows 7 on it or something? But it can run some pretty nice stuff. So they bought Fallout 4. And I was like, oh, I was like, good shit. Like, you know, voice protagonist, but good shit. And...
B2.
Oh, wait, voice protagonist. That's another one on the bingo.
B2.
uh, But they were telling me, they're like, well, where should I go? Like, if I want to play the older ones, I was like, if you're going to play the older ones, try 1 and 2. They're smaller games. You could probably get through them in a weekend if you have a walkthrough. And I was like, people.
And New Vegas slaps.
And yeah, New Vegas is great. I said, but I prefer the atmosphere of 3 and whatever. I don't remember where I was going with this.
I don't remember.
I'm incredibly tired.
That's the end of the lore.
I'm so tired. I'm so fucking tired. Kyle, will you hold me?
No.
Why not?
Why won't you look at him during?
I'd hold you, Kyle.
I3.
What?
I don't hold Vince. I3.
Don't forget, N3 is free space. Your free space host, Olive.
All right. I'm sad.
Poggers. Vince is sad. That is G4.
All right, you guys, fucking, we got to get out of lore. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say about the Lonely Wander? Lone Wander Man?
Kyle, you go first.
He's a nice fella. In my game.
Yeah? Would you invite him over to your house for tea?
Yeah.
What do you think you guys would talk about?
I don't know. If he did it. Because he knows what he did.
Is that a bingo space?
Knowing what you did, is that a bingo space? Wait, should we call Chris and ask?
Should I call him right now?
Yeah. I can call him on my phone.
Oh, I got it. Okay, yeah. Let me call him. let me see if he answers.
All you gotta say is ARH bingo. Is knowing what you did on there?
This episode is off the fucking rails.
They were never on
ESPN. Kyle's here.
And we're back.
We were off the rails from the start.
Yo,
dude, what are you doing?
Actually, right now I'm watching Gangs of New York.
Are you really? Again?
Yeah.
Yo, can I ask you, Siri? I'm recording. Is it cool if I record your voice?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, if you're not cool, just say it. I can cut this out.
No, you're good.
All right, so we're putting together like a pseudo bingo card about things that we always talk about, and like Kyle's here. Say hey to Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Chris.
He said, hey,
Olive's
Chris.
Here.
Olive's here as well.
Hey, Olive.
She didn't answer. She had to make it a point that she was here, but then didn't answer. Would you say, like, we're going through a whole list of things that's, like, on a bingo card for whenever we talk or hang out or whatnot, and, like, Kyle making jokes about trains is on there, and me getting angry for no reason is on there, and, Olive's doing things too, but would you say knowing what you did is a bingo, like, square?
I would agree.
You would?
I would think so, yeah.
Where do you think it would be?
I would think so.
Like, in the grand scheme of B-I-N-G-O was his name-o. Where would you put that square of knowing what you did?
04. It has to be 04.
I don't know why. I think O.
O what?
Like, it should be O. Wait, what are you asking?
Like number-wise. Like the first square, the second, third, fourth, or fifth square. Like, where do you think, if it's an O, where would it be?
Come on, 04. I got it. Come on.
Bro, I don't know.
Dude, just take a guess. Take a guess, homeboy. I believe in you.
Yo, the fifth one.
Oh, shit. Okay, all right. Olive goes 04. And I just want to see what you had to say. All right, Chris, thank you for your participation. I appreciate you.
See you for tabletop.
Can I ask you a question, though, before I let you go?
What's that?
What's your favorite D&D podcast?
I'd say probably Atomic Radio Hour.
No, well, honestly. I mean, that's a good one, flavor. But we don't play D&D on that one.
Oh, well, yeah. Wait, what? Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. What? Atomic Radio Hour is the show where an old man yells at his friends.
Atomic Tabletop.
Oh, that? Can you tell us about it? That sounds like quite a romp.
Dude, it's so amazing. It's one of those things where, like, I wish I was, like, participating in it. It's like these guys, like, they play, like, D&D.
Yeah?
But, like, dude, but it's, like, Fallout. And, like,
what?
I love Fallout.
That's such a twist.
And, like... Dude, and they, like, oh my gosh, it's just, like, they talk about the lore, and it's just, oh.
Really?
Good stuff.
Is there a way to play it?
10 out of 10, highly recommend.
10 out of 10? 10 out of 10, just enough water? Really?
What?
How do I play this, Chris?
Well, I've heard from watching it that, apparently you can, I think, like, it has something to do with, you know, watch the show,
yeah.
You know, support them.
Uh-huh.
And there's something I think it has to do with...
the special P word. Come
to
on.
Their Patreon.
How much? How much?
I don't even think it's really that much. I think somebody even did it for, like, as little as a dollar. But I could be wrong,
no,
but I don't
it's
know.
10.
No, it's, you're correct. You can donate as little as a dollar. You're correct, but from what I understand, if you want to play Atomic Tabletop, a $10 donation enters you in a raffle to be able to, a rotation of people that get brought in. Chris, thank you for enlightening me with such a fucking, such a time that I can partake
in. That was a bomb sales pitch.
Dude, absolutely, anytime. Now I'm going to get back to watching Gangs of New York now and then go to bed.
Dude,
thank you.
Tell Daniel Day-Lewis I said hey.
Dude, right now he's crying over a dead rabbit. It's so great.
Dude, that's so hot.
We've all
done
it.
Dude, it really is. You need to watch this movie.
Dude, last time I remember seeing someone cry over a dead rabbit, their friend shot him in the head.
Oh.
But we're going to talk great about it. We got literature jokes. all right, Chris.
I
tell you I'm proud of you, but that would increase your self-esteem. I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye. All right, let's get out of this fucking lore.
We're going to have to add Vince sells out on the bingo card.
Oh, hell yeah. That's like B2.
B2? You think I'd sell out that quick?
Oh, you'll shill at any moment.
Dude, what would you shill for?
I'd shill for anything.
What would you shill for? Like, if we could get, like, a dream sponsor, who would it be?
MeUndies.
Really?
What'd
you say, Kyle?
Raid Shadow Legends.
Fucking absolute. You know how much they pay? They pay like a stupid amount for spots. Dude, I want Fleshlight or Bad Dragon to sponsor us in the worst way. I'm not even saying I would use them. I just think it'd be tight that, like, I could be
Bad Dragon is the shit.
Tight,
that's all I have to
say.
What?
You said tight.
Is that a bingo card? Is that a bingo
no,
square?
You said, never mind.
Oh. Yeah, it'd be fucking be dope as hell. Dude, just I want to get into a conversation. Oh, what do? I fucking sell advertisement for sex toys.
ExtremeRestraints.com.
What?
You never been on Extreme Restraints?
No.
Well, we should probably not talk about it.
Ooh, hold on. Now I gotta look at what this is.
They used to sell ads on Bim Bam, like, back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you know of them?
That's how I know of them.
I can't spell. I went to a,
Say it. Come on.
Say it.
And not home
for
bingo. Wayward boys.
Yeah, say it.
Come on, you gotta say it. It's N5. Please.
I don't know. I don't know if I can. What the fuck? I can't find it.
Maybe they don't do it anymore.
How do you spell restraints?
I don't fucking know. ExtremeRestraints.com. It's right fucking there.
Well, alright. I'm dyslexic.
Here, I'll put it in
I have
in
it. I already
lounge.
Found it. I already found it. Please
Kyle,
don't
do you
want to
see? I'll put it in host lounge.
I'm good.
Well, it's already there for you, bud.
Oh, this is an adult website. What the fuck is that? Jesus Christ.
You don't know what I'm into.
No, you're into Mabim Bam. That's how you found out about this, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
What's the difference? Like, why glass? Like, what if it breaks?
It won't break, and it's way easier to clean.
Who needs a ring there?
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
I hope you're not proud of that one. A lot of leather on this site.
Oh, I love those jackets.
God damn.
Hey, that's my line.
Ooh, well, let's see new products. So, extreme restraints. Throw us not even a lot. Just, you know, I just want to be able to buy a fucking better microphone and not go to,
even just coupons for the site. I would take, accept that.
Something. I just want to walk into a guitar center, and when the guy starts talking to me like I'm stupid, be like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm going to drop a rack on some equipment. God damn.
I want to be sponsored by MeUndies so Kyle, bad. They're so comfortable.
Can you say it?
God damn.
You can say it with a little conviction, Kyle.
God damn.
God damn. That's one of them.
No, that's... All right, let's get back to our regularly scheduled program.
Let's get back
program.
Into the show.
I think we're done with lore.
You decide what gets to stay in.
I'll edit around that, but I think we're done with lore at this point. I don't know where the cutoff point will be when I ship it to you, but Kyle's here, which means we have to talk about something. Kyle, I'm an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, we have to talk about something, and that something is the PlayStation finally got announced with a price and a date. I am going to just start it off by saying that the physical edition, meaning the one with the discs that you should buy because you could still watch Blu-rays and DVDs and whatnot, is going to be $500, and the version without the disc is going to be $400. And
that's
this is $250 less than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I am
going to go for the digital edition, of course.
Yeah.
I asked you before we watched it what we thought the price range was going to be, and you went for like $650, $600. I went like $600 for disc, $560 for discless.
Yeah. I think they were going to charge more for the disc version, because I was listening to a podcast and they were saying the parts that it would cost to put in a disc drive cost about $50-$60.
Mm.
So I think, because the PlayStation 3, they lost money on every PlayStation 3 sold when it first came out. They lost like, I want to say like $200 on everyone sold. So they Jesus. Don't care about selling the hardware. They care more about selling the software. And especially since they want to make this big push to digital, PlayStation games at launch are going to be $70.
Yeah.
First party.
Which, I'm fine with that.
It was coming. I knew it was coming. I thought it was going to be 80. But still.
Yeah, I'm fine with $70 games. The games industry, honestly, games should be $70-$80 if it means paying these large-scale teams of developers. I think it's super important because we need unions in games. We need these people to get paid because there's a lot of really unfair, unsafe work practices in the game industry right now, and I want to see my developers paid.
Yeah, that being said, when Naughty Dog went through their crunch time for The Last of Us 2, they were giving out bonuses that were like 5 and 6 digit. So it was like, hey, thanks for busting your ass and wanting to kill yourself. Here's like $80,000. Here's just a year's worth of pay for a bonus.
But at least they gave some money. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but
no,
they were given large bonuses.
For crunch. Crunch kills people. It literally has killed people.
No, I get what you're saying, but it's either you put a game, and I'm not saying that this is right, hear me out, but you either put a group through crunch, or the game takes another 4 years to come out, and then it misses its cycle. And then you have to redevelop it for the next hardware.
Or the inspiration for that game dies down.
Yeah, yeah. What did we just talk about? We just talked about on an episode that that pirate game. Like, it's a whole new team. Dogs. Yeah,
yeah,
like it's a whole
it's
new
been
team.
Like couple E3s ago that got announced.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect fucking example. Look at Fallout 3 versus Fallout 4. The teams are much bigger, but they have the same writer.
Yeah.
I'll say something. It's the BioWare game. Anthem.
Oh, yeah.
They took, from what I heard, they took the people that were working on the Mass Effect game, Andromeda, and put them to Anthem, and they weren't really, like... They were also working on the new Dragon Age at the time, and they did not want to work on this Anthem game.
Wow. Yeah, so... And, like, I think that's a big reason why people didn't like The Last of Us 2 as much, is because it was a totally different team working on it. It wasn't even the original writer, from what I understand. Mm. So, people have different ideas, different visions, whatever. Let's talk about the PS4. PS5.
Yeah.
PS5.
I did send you guys something in Hostlounge that, like, compares.
Ooh, I'd like to look
both
at that.
The Xbox Thank and you. PlayStation
versions. Is it a picture or a link?
It's a picture.
Okay.
Oh, it's a little infographic. Yep.
You're an infographic. Oh, neato.
Let's see this.
Olive, would you like to read this off?
Sure, I will. Are you going to put it on the screen?
Yes.
So, the disc versions of each of the new generation consoles are going to be $500. They are... Do you guys care what the dimensions of them are?
I just read it off. It's on screen.
Yeah. The PS5 is tall and skinny. It's like 15 inches tall, 16 inches tallish.
Holy shit.
The Xbox Series X is more like short and boxy.
Cubular.
A little bit more rectangular, cuboid. They both have native 4K support, 120 hertz support, 8K support. PlayStation has a 825 gigabyte hard drive, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
But the 1 terabyte NVMe on the Series X is kind of dope. That's going to be really great. It's like one of the like newer form factors for storage that makes read write times super fast.
Okay.
It's like better SSD, basically.
Okay, cool.
They're both Blu-ray 4K, so that's cool. And honestly, they're kind of like they're positioned in the same spot. They're $500 media machines that are going to do high fidelity graphics. At this point, it's just a matter of the ecosystem you want to buy for software.
Mm-hmm.
But it really starts to, those comparisons start to break down when you get to the more consumer friendly versions. So the Xbox Series S, the light Xbox, $300, where the digital PS5 is $400. So that's an $100 price difference.
That's fucking two games. That's a new game and two used games.
Yeah. The dimensions are not... The dimensions of the PlayStation digital is about the same as the PS5, but a little bit skinnier because it doesn't have a disc drive. Not that that really matters. It is 4K, 120 hertz, basically the same graphics engine as the PS5, same shit. We don't know anything about storage yet. It does not have a disc. But the Series S, you can see where it is a little bit more geared for budget because it is native 1440p instead of 4K at 120 hertz or 120 FPS. And the internal storage is only a 0.5 terabyte. So until we understand how much storage the digital PS5 is going to be and like kind of its like shape factor, how different it is, it's kind of hard to make the comparison. If it were me spending my money, if I were going for the more consumer tier device, I would probably go for the Series S. If I weren't already so ingrained in the PlayStation ecosystem, if I were like a brand new console buyer, because it's it's literally 25% cheaper.
Yeah.
And at 1440p, it's going to be fine and it's going to upscale just fine on a 4K monitor. It's going to look as great as it's going to look great on a 1440p or 1080p monitor. I like how it's kind of smaller. It's kind of more reminiscent of the size of like an Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, for like digital storage, a 500 gigabyte drive for storage is okay for, like, if you want to have a couple games at a time. But I do know that both of the Xboxes are going to have expansion slots already, so...
Mm-hmm.
I saw that somewhere on Twitter recently.
Yeah, they're going to have, like, memory cards almost.
Mm-hmm. Which are going to be overpriced, but...
It's like a terabyte, I think.
Yeah. Honestly, Series S is very compelling to get.
Yeah. I don't want to say that I'm not getting a PlayStation, but I'm definitely going to get a Series S. And...
Yeah, I'm really thinking of it.
Just for the media capabilities.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't play Blu-ray, obviously, but if they have an HDMI hookup that the Xbox One had in the back that you can run your
it's
TV
gonna be
through it.
A lovely media center.
You can put a Blu-ray player there and just run a Blu-ray player through it. Because, like, I'm looking at it as the sense of when I sit down at my media center.
You can literally plug in your PS4 as a Blu-ray player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, into it.
Yeah. So, that's a lot of fucking remotes. But still, like...
Yeah.
I'm GameStop is even doing their own financing program, and if it's the GameStop,
oh, yeah, both are offering financing too.
Yeah, you gotta sign up for All Access, and it has to be a certain credit card company you have to join.
But I think GameStop is doing it through themselves.
Okay,
so they had opened up credit. GameStop had opened up credit a few years back, and from what I understand, the interest rate was like 30-something%. Like, something outrageous. Ugh. And with the way they wanted to do it, from what I understand, again, talking out of my ass, what I understand, the credit line that Microsoft wants you to go through is, like, almost nothing for an interest rate. Like, it's a little bit. Mm-hmm. And if I can go to a GameStop and go, hey, let me get
probably
an S.
Like under 20%, probably under 15%-ish.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't say this way
again,
or that
we're
way.
This is the Talking Out of Our Ass podcast.
Yeah. Every podcast is, unless they say, like, this article comes from this website. I could walk into a GameStop with $150 and go, let me buy an S. Here's half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Buy. Like, I'm going to go home and play Halo now. Like, that's what I just want to fucking play Halo. But... I'm excited, but here's the thing. We could talk about the games that they talked about and the features they talked about. Kyle, I wasn't excited.
I was excited.
Well, you haven't been excited about a lot of things recently.
No, lately I have been.
I guess you're right, yeah.
And I just, something about this, just it didn't really do anything for me.
See, I think it's because you're excited about the Xbox, and it's like, I'm getting an Xbox. I'm not going to be as excited about PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the PS5 digital looks like the option for me. That's what I'm going to go for. I'm probably going to wait until there's like a bundle or something through GameStop later on.
I already secured mine.
Did you really?
Good. That was a hassle.
Really?
I would like to say Sony came out on Twitter and said pre-orders are tomorrow. No mm-hmm. date, no whatever. Pre-orders went live tonight.
Really?
Wow. I ran to GameStop at 6 o'clock. I didn't want to call because I know like 25 people were calling.
You went to GameStop?
I went to GameStop.
Oh, wow. Can I ask you a question before you continue the story?
Yeah.
When you call GameStop, they just go, hey, Kyle. Like,
no, but like our friend, the Borderlands merchandise guy, he calls me and tells me like, oh, your ding's in. He's like, I talked to him one day. He's like, you scare me by because you answer so fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I went because I was checking Twitter because I wanted more info. They were really like not explaining anything, and people were like, "Oh, I pre-ordered mine at GameStop. Here's the receipt." I ran at 6 o'clock. I got in there. He's doing somebody in front. By the way, they changed the floor. It's all wood now, so no sticky feet.
Oh, cool.
And he goes, "Oh, you're here for the PlayStation 5? We just sold out. We only had 8 copies for our store."
Wow.
Dang.
He goes, check online. Just keep looking. You have to pay for a full, which I was planning on doing anyway for the disc version.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, nothing.
The right version.
And I just spent all the time here before we started checking everything. And then I was like, GameStop. So many people were on GameStop that GameStop security stuff thought it was a DDoS attack and blocked everybody.
Wow.
Because nobody's been frequently with digital sites like that.
Because so, nobody's been on the GameStop website in years.
Or refreshing and stuff like that. So it like blocked everybody. And I'm here waiting, and like Target had, and I was like, oh, too late, out. But GameStop refreshed, and it was going slow. They didn't have any regular versions. I bought a bundle.
What bundle?
Oh, what'd you bundle?
It comes with Spider-Man.
Okay. Ooh.
It comes with that car derby game that we saw the 1 year, where it's like smashing into all those cool characters, kind of like Overwatchy.
Oh, that Overwatch and Twisted Metal fusion? Yeah. Cool, cool, cool.
Another controller and 12 months of Plus.
Oh, that's a good deal.
For $800.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That controller is going to be $100 itself.
It's $70. The game is $70. Spider-Man's $40. And then Plus is like $60. So I paid $200 extra for...
Is it Spider-Man or is it just Miles?
It's Miles. It's Miles.
So it's a standalone game.
Yeah.
Is it like that infamous game in Portland?
Yeah. The
for
like
Seattle?
The,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
That's like really cool. That's a lot of fucking money. I can't even fathom spending that much money right now.
I mean, hey, I was planning for it. The government gave me it, and I'm using it for video games because they hate video games, so screw them.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, yeah.
Fuck them.
I'm probably going to go for a PS5 digital probably next year whenever I find myself in a more stable job and... whenever I find a game that's really going to hook me in, like probably something Kingdom Hearts, but I really want to play Ratchet and Clank. That's like one thing that's like in my crosshairs. I can't wait for that. That looks so cool.
Yeah.
I thought about digital, but the amount of like, I can just go buy a PS4 game and plug it in and get a free upgrade to the next gen version of it.
Is it, or do you have to pay?
No, a lot $10 of them are free. Only COD is up $10. Some of them, like, fucking... Assassin's Creed's free.
Which isn't the end of the world.
Borderlands is going to be free.
Yeah, but that's like if you bought a shirt and then fucking Express for Men called you and was like, hey man, you want to wear that shirt again? It's a $4 fee. Like, I already bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what if you lost a ton of weight and now you're just going to get a version that's going to fit you better?
So I just buy a new shirt.
But then you're paying full price for the shirt instead of getting it tailored.
But that's also a shirt. It's not a video game. I know.
We're trying to do this shirt like allegory thing. It's not really working. But if most of the games are going to be free, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. The main problem with that analogy was I would never wear Express for Men.
Yeah, true. But, you only wear Carhartt.
Yep. So I got the confirmation email, so that's coming... The date, November 12th, we should also say.
November 11th, my birthday, in case anybody wants to get me anything.
2 days after Xbox comes out.
Dude, Best Buys are going to be fucking mobbed.
Yeah. Good thing it just comes in the mail, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you better be watching that shit like a hawk.
Oh, I will.
Did you already get your Xbox?
Did you do...
No, they pre-orders for Xbox start September 22nd, which... Thankfully, Microsoft was like, hey, this is the date you can actually pre-order at your local select stores, and not Sony going, yeah, tomorrow. Well, actually,
yeah, but you know
tonight.
What, Kyle? To be honest with you, it's probably better that Sony did that for you, because you got through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that everybody and their mother knows about Xbox...
They're going to be waiting for the button to click it.
Yeah, but I also think that Xbox has more product ready... And Sony didn't, and they're just like, yeah, throw it out. Let's see whoever gets it, gets it. Because only GameStop were getting like 25 copies for their store.
Wow.
I think PlayStation was rushed.
Yeah, because I think what they wanted to do was like when Beyonce put out Lemonade, it was just like, oh, it's out now. Like, I think they wanted to wait until November 1st and be like, it's going to be out on the 13th. And just like, oh shit.
It's like the way that Nintendo's been releasing games. They've been saying, here's the trailer, it comes out in two weeks. Yeah.
Really?
Which,
like, even
that's
with big
been
names?
Really great for Nintendo.
Yeah, the Mario 3D game comes out this Friday. And it was announced a week ago.
Yeah.
We should talk about that sometime really because great. What they're doing is fucking gross. But we can talk about it later.
I'm getting the Galaxy Sunshine remake.
Yeah.
I think they're going to. When that date hits, you can buy them separately. I think that's the date for how long they are going to be together in one collection.
Nintendo fans would buy all of those games separately for $60 each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of me, because they're going to stop selling it physically after a certain date, part of me wants to buy two or three copies of it physically and put it somewhere and forget about it and then find it and sell it for a grip when everybody's trying to resell them or wants a copy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I have a copy of Emerald without a sticker on it, and I made my own label for it because some kid just gave it to me when we were in school. And, like, even without a label, because it's a legit cart, I can get, like, $40 for it. Because it's a Nintendo game, and they'd never go on sale.
And specifically, it's a Pokemon game. They keep their value.
Yeah. Nintendo, do you know the thing with Louis Vuitton? Louis Vuitton never stops making, or they never put any of their things on sale. They just stop making that product. That's what Nintendo does.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't like what they're doing.
Yeah,
but that's a conversation for a different day. We're talking about some Sony.
Games.
What's up? Yeah, the games. Let's talk about the games. There was one that I was interested, two that I was interested in.
I didn't see any of the games, so I'm about to learn it right now.
So I wrote them down, so if we want to start at the beginning.
Yeah, you hit them up, Kyle. All
right, well, before I kind of want to mention it, Left 4 Dead 2 is getting new stuff.
Yes.
That fans have made, and Valve was like, yeah, go ahead and do this. Like, gave the okay for that. I just want to say that, because that's, like, weird and awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So first we got the new Final Fantasy 16. They showed it was a PC emulation of a PS5, the trailer.
Yeah.
It's more medievalish fantasy than, like, car.
Yeah.
No release date.
2021, no?
I don't think they had a release date.
Okay.
Then we got some Spider-Man stuff, Miles Morales gameplay.
Ooh.
Supposedly that's a launch game.
Yeah.
Call of Duty gameplay. But here's the thing.
Oh, go ahead. It takes place in Harlem, and Harlem and Spider-Man was, like, almost non-existent. So I want to know if they're expanding the map or if it just takes place in Harlem or if you get to go through all of Manhattan. I'd kind of like to see them just do a smaller map.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, confine you to a space but make it more detailed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You brought up Call of Duty, Kyle. Can we talk about how fucking ridiculous it looks?
Cow, dude.
Dude, he stabbed a guy in the neck with a knife and then shot him in the head.
With his own gun.
With his own gun.
Uh-huh.
A body shield. And then when he was done with it, he took a grenade and put it in the dude's vest and pushed it. And then they took a fucking remote-controlled bomb to go blow up a plane. And I'm just sitting there going, like, at what point do I get to fucking do to Ronald Reagan what he did to the inner city? Like...
Just mercilessly fuck it.
Yeah. It just, every 2 seconds you were inches away from dying. And I was like, this is just so much. Whose fucking power fantasy is this? It looks neat. This is one that I might actually play, but it's just like.
I haven't seen anything on it, but it sounds kind of gratuitous.
We like Black Ops. We like the first Black Ops. That was
the first, yeah.
And I mean, this is the third one in that series. So we see, like, Mason and Woods and Numbers Mason guy.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was.
The Numbers.
So we got that. We got another Resident Evil trailer.
Yeah. I'll be completely honest. It's Ethan and Mia again, and I wasn't super into it. And I think it's just because I love 7 so much that I'm like, this isn't 7. I have to realize that they're going back to a more traditional look of Resident Evil. It's not so much the mold. It's not this or that. Like, they're going back to where I think Resident Evil 4 took place, and I've never played Resident Evil 4, nor do I plan on doing such.
I don't think it's the same place.
You don't think so?
No, from what I've been seeing, it's not really similar. Also, remember I was like, oh, I wonder who that guy is at the end. I think he's, like, the merchant or something like that. He's, like, a character from other games.
Really?
Resident Evil games. I don't know. I have to look into that more, but I don't know. I'm excited.
I'm going to get it. I think what I'm going to do is wait for a PlayStation bundle, like a PlayStation, if they do an exclusive console, Like, you know how they had, like, the Death Stranding one that had, like, the controller looked like the baby was in
the
it?
The baby, yeah.
Or The Last of Us had, like, at least tattoo on the controller. Yep.
That's super cool.
That's yeah.
That's the one I have.
What's up?
That's the one I have.
Oh, you well, have not that?
The PlayStation, the controller, though.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think I'm gonna wait for the Resident Evil PlayStation, because it's 2021. I might do that. I might wait for maybe something else. Like, if they announce a Fallout game, I might just get that. But I doubt they're gonna do that. Mm-hmm. Have a PlayStation or a Fallout game. But, like, I don't know. If a cool game comes out that I'm interested in, I might get that. But knowing my luck, I'll do it for a game and then I won't like it. And then I'm just right, like, oh. Yeah. I gotta look at this every time. But, what else was there?
We got more Deathloop trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, was it good?
It's neat.
It looks cool.
It's there.
It's Bethesda.
Well, it's Arkane. It's published Arkane. By them, but it's Arkane.
Yeah.
I think Deathloop looks cool.
It looks cool, yeah. I'm not gonna deny that. It's just... The trailer doesn't show what the game is about. It just shows that, like, I have to kill these people. But why? Like, is it missions? Is it open world? They don't really explain anything. They just keep showing that there's a bunch of guns and you can do tricks and then you have to kill somebody at the end of it and that you can kill them in a bunch of ways. It's not telling me what the story is. It's not telling me the type of game it is other than a first-person shooter. It's neat. Don't get me wrong. I just don't...
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
So we got Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
Which is, I think it's adding Nero, if I'm right.
Cool.
So more stuff that's adding. We got another trailer for Oddworld, which I'm super excited about. New Five Nights at Freddy's.
Wow.
Which, from the way it looked, I don't think it's, like, stationary. And I think they might be going for more open-world approach.
I'm so happy MatPat can continue to make YouTube videos for his child audience.
They just
audience.
Gave him another $100,000.
Yeah. Hey, Bethesda, you want to hook us up? Get some traffic to the show? Maybe put out a game? Fire your writer? Yeah. Like.
next up, we got some more Demon's Souls gameplay. Oh, it looks so good. Ugh.
Oh, that game looks so boring. I've never played a Demon's Souls, Bloodborne.
It may look boring, but it's very intense.
Like, we're watching it, and I remember I'm sitting there, and granted, it was well past my bedtime. I needed someone to tuck me in with a warm glass of cookie and milk. But
ooh, I can go for that.
Right? A little almond milk, a little warmed up almond milk. Ooh, girl. A
little bit of cinnamon.
Ooh.
Kind of cookies. Nutmeg, if you're fancy.
What kind of cookies are we talking about?
The ones you stole?
Wow.
Add that bingo.
Yeah.
cookie thievery is a bingo slot.
Yeah, we're sitting there watching it. We're sitting there watching the Dark Souls stuff or Demon Souls stuff. And it's just a dude in armor walking through and one-hitting a bunch of things. And I'm like, the environment doesn't look interesting. The weapon doesn't look interesting. The way that he was switching between shield and sword, there was, like, no animation. It was just in his hand. And that was a little jarring to me. And then there's just no music. It was... They showed you a trailer, like a gameplay trailer, that was just 2 minutes of some dude in armor walking and then a boss fight that he died in 6 swings.
Yeah.
And then there was music. And it was like, how is this fun to anybody? It's not even interesting to watch, let alone, I can only imagine what it's like to play.
I'm not very excited for it. It's launched at O2, so. Oh boy. Yeah, next up we have the PS Plus collection.
Ooh, what's that about?
I believe, I didn't read too much about it, but I believe it's almost like Game Pass, but it's going to be like, here's all these PlayStation exclusive games like Last of Us, Bloodborne, that I think you can play day one on PS5.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So kind of like, I think it technically
what, is
probably
it like a couple bucks a month or something?
I don't know. I think this is their way of the backwards compatibility.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Because they said like only 100 games now that are from PS4 can play on PS5, and I think this is what they're talking about. And then we got the reveal for price and stuff like that. And then they finished off with God of War 2.
Oh, you're leaving out a bunch of stuff.
Like what?
Like, I'm actually, like, upset you didn't bring it up because I wanted to shit on it.
Fortnite.
Oh, not even that. I don't care about Fortnite. I'm surprised. They're just, you can play Fortnite when it launches.
Wait, what am I leaving out?
Fucking, the young adult movie series that is incredibly overrated and people need to learn how to read another series of books.
I did
forget
it. I didn't write it down. Oh, so excited for that too. There's a RPG Hogwarts game coming.
Ugh, fuck J.K. Rowling.
Yeah,
fuck J.K. Rowling. But I like the series.
If you are over the age of 18, you are legally not allowed to like Harry Potter. Smoke a cigarette and pay taxes like the rest of us. J.K. Rowling.
She's a dirty turf and hates trans people.
She's a she's a fucking moron, and then the dude who played Hagrid was trying to defend her. Guess what? It's a fucking stupid wizard movie about a dude with a forehead scar and mommy issues. It's not when you're fucking entertaining.
And the books are kind of remember you're thinking like on
Fortnite
low-key racist.
People like Fortnite.
Wait, what's low-key racist?
Some of the like characters in the books.
Yeah, well, the one thing I did
like the only Chinese character is named like Ching Chong or something like something very close to that. I forget what it is.
And here comes our wizard from the Asian realm of wizardry, Chicken Lo Mein. And it's just like a bucktooth. What's his name? Mickey. You ever see that movie with Mickey Rooney and he's playing an Asian character and he just has buck teeth? He's like, oh, the whole time. Oh my god.
Yeah, the one character's name is Cho Chang.
Cho Chang. Harry Potter is not fucking entertaining. It's not. It's the same movie 9 times. I once wrote a line.
There's better fantasy out there.
There's a lot better fantasy out there. It's fucking whack. I wrote a line. Sometimes I get into writing. I'm not good at writing songs, but I'm very good at one-liners. And one line I wrote, and we can move on from this because this is going to split everybody when they hear this, is I've got Hogwarts like an STD. Not saying I'm proud of it. I'm saying it came out of my head. Kyle, what do you have next on the agenda?
Well, for the people who do like it, like me, it looks cool. It's an RPG. And,
Kyle, don't get me wrong. There's Gryffindor. A ton of children out there that like it.
I know. Kyle, you can like what you like.
I know. You do this to me with Fortnite.
What do it's you mean? True.
When I shit on Fortnite, and you're like, that's somebody's thing out there.
Yeah, shit on it all you want. I don't give a shit. But
we're equal opportunity shitters on games.
Yeah.
And last we have, I think that's it. Well, Fortnite's coming. Yeah. They show God of War. Next God of War. Ragnarok.
I've never really been into God of War.
The old ones are very like brutal, ha ha ha, and like I think once they kind of. It's not a reboot, it's a continuation, but, like, the new ones are really good, and, yeah. But, Ragnarok is coming. I'm very excited for that. I love Norse mythology.
Norse mythology is cool as hell.
And that's it.
We covered a lot of stuff this episode.
Yeah, this is a fucking wacky ride of all over the place this episode.
Did anyone get bingo?
No, I'm missing one.
You're missing one?
Yeah. You what know are you missing? Who that is.
Oh, is it Shane Ivers?
Oh, shit! Kyle! Oh, God damn! Kyle, fucking 15 out of 10, my man!
Oh, if you want to get our intro music, it's Feather Duster. You can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster.
God
bingo,
damn.
Kyle.
Kyle, if I next time I see you, I'm gonna give you a smooch right on the forehead. Oh my god.
Poggers. I had to. That video is just so funny to me.
Did you see that, Olive? I'm gonna put it in here too. I can't believe it exists. I'm making it a censor noise. Chuck E. Cheese, for whatever fucking reason, has a Twitch channel. Right?
What?
and they're playing Fall Guys, and it's an 11-second clip, and it's just like a Chuck E. Cheese, a Charles Entertainment Cheese. Do you know the lore behind Chuck E. Cheese?
He throws
birthday parties because he doesn't know when his birthday is, so he gets to celebrate with the kids. It's really, really dark, and fucking the acquisition of Rockafire Explosion and Rockafire Explosion being acquired from Chuck E. Cheese is an entire different fucking story that I could talk about. I haven't talked about animatronics in at least 6 months. Sorry. But there's a puppet on Twitch of Chucky.
Does it say Hoggers?
And it's just silent for 11 seconds, and right before the game starts, the puppet shifts over to the camera and just goes, Hoggers! And it's fucking...
Please send it to me.
It's my fucking favorite video of all time. Dude,
he looks like the camera too when he says it.
Yeah, he's... Oh, dude.
That is cursed.
Charles Entertainment Cheese. Poggers! Dude, I was at work last night, and, like, something went right, and, like, something went right, and I was thinking about that clip, and I, like, threw something, and went, Poggers! And I was like, I'm part of the problem. You can follow the show, you can follow myself, you can follow Olive, and you can follow the lovely Kyle on our respective social media platforms, which will be links in the description below. There's a Discord which you should join. We did a watch-along for the PlayStation event, and we did it. We kind of announced it last minute, so there weren't that many people in there, and by many people, it was Kyle and myself. it happened, and you should join, because there's a bunch of stuff in there. I'm trying to work on another project. It's coming, I promise. We were having game nights for a while. They've kind of stopped a little bit, but we're getting there.
People are busy. We're working on it.
But it's a time and a half to be had. There's always someone in there who's willing to talk or willing to listen. Something's always going on. Also, you can find our Redbubble. You can go to Redbubble and you can check out some of the designs that we have there that help support the show. There's logos and whatnot, a bunch of other stickers. There's duvets, shower curtains, bags, coffee mugs. I don't really like the way Redbubble's set up, so it's kind of hard to navigate. But if you look, you can find, and there's a bunch of cool shit. We have to go in there and kind of update everything because there's a bunch of shit that I want to have in there. We brought up Patreon earlier in the show. You could throw us a couple bucks there. We'd highly appreciate it. We just had to pay our subscription fee, and because of you guys who are patrons, thank you again. We paid it. We paid it off, and it's another year of this happening. And we had a little bit left over, so we can maybe throw that into some equipment, or we can throw that into some software. We can make the show bigger and better. Like I said earlier in the episode, I want to buy a better mic. Guitar Center is kind of shitty to me. I think that's everything we have to talk about. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe, like, comment, share with a friend. You could download us anywhere podcasts are being, have the ability to be downloaded. Does anybody have any final words?
God damn. That's my catchphrase, I guess.
I don't know. Like, this has been super fun. I love having Kyle here. It's always a hoot and holler.
Yeah. We took a phone call.
Oh, yeah, Chris made a guest appearance?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything?
Did I learn anything? There's still adults who think Harry Potter is good fiction.
I'm such a Slytherin, or I'm such a Gryffindor. You're an adult! Like,
I don't know. Whatever.
See you later, guys.
Say bye, Kyle.
God damn.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.